Ross, how did you assess that
win? Yeah, taking a move on. Yeah, started really well. Jumped out, it was really high tempo. I think it was only 50 around the ground stoppages, so really open game, really quick. So we really had to take the, we had a few really hard surface, Eddie had, so. And we had a cork calf come off McFarlane, so he was a cork. We had a couple tighten up through the calves, so we just spoke about controlling the tempo of the game. We just kicked it around. It just meant we didn't go in as much, didn't score, and lost a little bit of ascendancy in the last quarter. So, yeah, look, when the game was up for grabs, I thought we were fantastic. So it was never in doubt from there, I wouldn't have thought.
So that just being a cork McFarlane, you know, sort of how bad it is you in any doubt for next week?
Yeah, well, if you think you're corked, you'll probably be in some doubt, yeah.
Any indication as to how serious it is, or is it too early?
It's by degrees, isn't it? I said it's corked, it's serious enough to, that he might miss. I'm not sure if I can elaborate much more.
What are the other options, Johnson? Is he pretty
Yeah, I think he's a good option, yeah.
Is he likely to come back, though, where are you
at
with this?
Yeah, he was super today. Yeah, he trained this morning. Trained really well. The plan's been to bring him back this week, regardless of whoever it was. So, yeah, we'll decide do we bring him back through Peel or we bring him in. So, that's a decision we'll make in the course of the week.
Any other injury concerns today?
No, pretty good, I think. Yeah, no, pretty. There was some tightness, so we backed it off a bit. We're playing on really quickly, particularly second, third quarter. We just slowed it right down to last and lost some momentum. And they were pretty good. The Saints kept coming, young group, so. They'd be pretty pleased with their finish. We're pretty pleased with our dominant start, and particularly at half time, and really in the third quarter we won. So we won 3 out of 4 quarters. I think coming into state, they're a dangerous team. They've knocked us over the last couple of times. But they're a team in transition. We're a team on top of the ladder. So yeah, you think you come into state and win well, and we did. Well, it's a byproduct of what we want them to do, push forward. Every team does it. They're up and pushes forward. It becomes an athletic contest of decision-making. But they're pretty strong, weren't they? They're pretty good marks. So, well, yeah, we'd like them to put some pressure on the opposition like they did. They were good.
What did you make
of Alex? Yeah, I thought he was solid, wasn't he? I thought he, as Alex does, a couple of big collisions. So, yeah, really pleased. Come in, fill the breach, grab an opportunity. Because... We've been under pressure with our tall back stocks all year, so really no Dawson, no Silvani all year. And then we lost Johnson for a significant amount of time. I don't think it's been glossed over, but it's not a sexy story to write. But from our end, to see Alex Pearce grow, and you know he's going to be a really good player, that young man, so either end. And I thought he was really good again today. And Ibbotson's grown, so... and Maine, we've used down back, so... it's really important that they're coming back at the right time of year.
How eager are you for next week's game?
No more than this week, to be truthful. It's going to be written up, and from our end, we just want to keep improving our footy. I've never really got caught up in the derby. I think what's important is the state does, the whole town does, all the media. Get caught up in it and ride it. We're excited about that, but internally we need to stay focused and really prepare in the same manner, and that's what we do every week, to be truthful. So there's four games to improve our footy. That's just another one. We're in pretty good shape. Fife will play as it stands today. If that changes, we'd let you know. Johnson will play as long as we select him. So yeah, we continue to build. I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a very exciting time for WA footy, isn't it? Two really strong clubs, 1 and 2 on the ladder, but with plenty to go. I think I'm here to represent Fremantle, so I'm not sure the Eastern States are too happy the Western Australian team's on top. But it's incredibly difficult from Perth. I think we need to acknowledge the challenges we face, but we use no excuse, and we take what's put in front of us, and we work really hard, and both clubs have worked really hard, and you know, there's a fair bit of the journey to go yet.
The all-time head-to-head record with West Coast, you couldn't draw level if you went this derby. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Doesn't mean anything for you personally?
No. Look, I think it's for our fans and members. They're the establishment club. Well, the little kid on the block, we're growing. We've still got a bit of growing yet to do. So, look, it's just, it's another 4 points to be won. I think the 4 points are important for both teams, but, yeah, no more or less.
A few of their guys in doubt for the derby. How do you sort of prepare for them with some of those?
Always prepare for their best. Thank you.